Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All right.
Somebody came up to you in the donut room and said what?
Well, they asked me questions like, when is your birthday? Or they tell me when your birthday is, and I know it's not the right date. Yes, yours, for example. But they ask me millions of other things. They say...
What's he really like?
That, but they say, you know, I used to race motocross with Michael in the 90s. And I'm like, really? There's so many things I didn't know about you, or some things I think aren't accurate. I think there's some misnomers out there. Okay, for example... Someone said you were raised in Milwaukee. Is that true? Okay, good. Someone said you're a ninja. Is that... That's true also? Okay. Right. Were you a founder of the Black Panthers? Okay. There were so many... Okay. Were you on a hockey team with Bob Dylan? Is that true? Not okay. Well, that stands to reason. Okay, were you ever in Cub Scouts with Menachem Begin?
That's our bass player, Jeff. That's why we don't give him a mic.
None of it true.
Yeah, Michael. Of course, you know what a Midwestern toupee is, eh? I'm wearing mine presently. Western toupee. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, it's just your cap, huh? Okay. Good one. Okay. Kim Atkins from Green Bay asks, can you talk my son out of quitting band? Where's Kim? Where's the son? You're the son? That's the one there? Okay, you know, the guy's in the band here.
Well, I was never in band, but from what I've heard of the band here at the UW, you definitely want to stay in band.
Is that the UW? No, where is he at?
High school.
Okay. This is the young gentleman here?
But it gets better.
Stand up. Stand up, kid. Get up. Get out of your seat. Hike those pants up while you're at it. How are you?
Pretty good.
And you're?
Jesse Atkins.
What do you play, Jess?
I play tuba.
You know, the thing of it is, if you're a tuba player, you can always work. There's always a polka band. Yeah. There's always a marching band. You can always work. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Very useful in that regard. The guys in the band, give us some advice why you should stay with the tuba. Stay with them.
Seems like it's taken a while.
I'd say get out of the band as quickly as possible.
All right, thanks. That was helpful. We did that. Okay, sorry about that. I'm sorry. Get out of the band as quickly as possible. Maybe something lighter. Can you play something lighter? Harmonica is nice. You always carry it with you. Always get up during a blues band and go up on stage and try and annoy people with it. Oh well. Okay. What, are you quitting now?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing in lieu of that time commitment?
Study hall.
Well, it's important to stay with study hall because that can take you places.
Right track.
Walmart, yes, thank you very much. Study hall is the Walmart of high school, as you know. Did you have an abusive physical education coach in school, a la Rutgers men's basketball coach? They all were.
What about that swimming thing?
They all were. And plus, okay, the gymnasium. You know, we're Milwaukee, German, you know, the German gymnasium, which required that males swim naked during adolescence in their school pool, in their crappy little pool. You can't even, there's like 4 feet of water in it. So if you're lucky, it covered some of the problem. So I never learned a backstroke in swimming. And I failed all my Red Cross tests as a result. So that, I think that's abuse, don't you? I think so. Never understood that. The girls got to wear suits. Boys, no. Not the gymnasium. Not in the gymnasium. What is the appropriate thing to say to your best friend who is getting married for the third time? Like, oh, no. Not again? No, that's not appropriate. Where is Kelly Taylor? Oh, hi. Can I get you to stand up here just so you can see I'm not making both voices up?
Yes, no problem.
Okay, all right.
Good. Fine, thanks, yes.
A close friend?
Yes, my best friend growing up, and actually also my third cousin, and I kind of hope she's not listening. But.
No, probably not. Doesn't fit our demographic.
Well...
Yeah, what was your reaction? What did you say?
Well, of course, congratulations, and they're very happy together. We're up here from Kansas City for the wedding tonight. But,
tonight, yeah.
Yeah, we left our kids at home with Grandma and Grandpa, but... So
any regifting going on here?
I'm thinking as much, I felt like congratulations at first just didn't seem that
not even enough.
That
it's not really
appropriate,
enough.
You know. Third time's a charm, which was suggested.
Strike three.
Good luck with that.
At least you went down swinging or something. Always Walmart. Yeah, we can work on some other stuff. Well, wish them well.
Yes, I will.
Because I think if they have the courage to do it a third time, that bodes well for the process. Samuel? This is Samuel, right? Did you really ask this? This is a question. Samuel Grayson, second grade, Menominee Falls. Where can you get a used high-voltage transformer like the electric company has? Samuel, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know. I want to make something out of it.
Like an electric chair or something? What are you
gonna... Maybe. I don't know.
Be nice to him because this kid is... Well, it's mixtures now, but pretty soon it's... Mixtures and electricity don't go well together. I don't think that's... Very interesting. Have you found one yet?
Only for like $20,000.
Well, save your pennies. You'll have your transformer before long, and I'm sure we'll read about it. Okay, how do I get to Costco from here? Okay. Ron Delagardel from Makota. Oh, it's you. That figures. Why did I even bother? If I would have known it was you.
Yep. Change my mind. I might want to go to Walmart.
Now that you're hurt, it's going on there. You really want the directions to Costco?
Sure.
Someone get him there. I'm lousy at giving directions. Costco, from here, where do they go? It's the Morrell group here. So if you're heading to Costco right now, you might want to turn around and just... Anyone know how to get to Costco? It's out there on... 151. Yeah, if you're in Sun Prairie, you've gone too far. So stop before you get to Sun Prairie, and there it is. Okay. Have fun, you guys. Why don't cartoon animals wear pants, but they do shirts? That always bothered me, too. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? It's true. You would think. Wouldn't you? Anyone have an answer? I have no idea. There's a convention that... What?
It's probably the same thing as your gymnasium thing.
Yeah, it's like the gymnasium. It's a German ideal for German cartoon characters. Must not wear pants.
They have to keep up with the trend.
Yeah, it's a very nice trend. Plus, they wear gloves and no pants. You know, like, well, Mickey wore little shorts. Okay, will we have enough time after the show to get ready for the wedding, or do we look smoking hot as it is? Is someone here actually getting married? Wasn't yours? Or maybe they're getting ready because they weren't smoking enough. Well, I bet they're smoking now. Are you getting married?
No.
Oh, you're going to a wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're smoking. Really? You're fine like that. Look good. Do you know what a group of warthogs is called? We're here because we didn't know the answer and won these tickets rather than money at trivia. Well, then the hell with your question. I don't care what you call a group of damn warthogs. Other than get those warthogs out of here. I don't know. My husband wants to know if you have anyone from the Electricians Guild helping you set up. Barbara Crapster pregnant. That can't be right. Merrill, Wisconsin. What is your name?
Crapster Prejot.
Oh! Crapster Prejot. Is that correct? Okay. Okay. It's nice that you kept them both. Prejot is very nice. Okay, fine. No, are you an electrician? Okay. Then we're even. And Newt Rockne is here. I just want to say Newt Rockne, who's the postal... that's you. Of course that's you. I've been looking at you all this time. Newt Rockne. It's its actual name, because I checked it. We did a show on the farm not too long ago. And Newt Rockne was there. Our postal carrier, ladies and gentlemen. Newt Rockne. The original. That's my man. I love you, Newt.
This is my second number on the bucket list. I come here and got to talk to you.
What's number one, then?
When I was out there and on the show.
Oh.
That was number one. This is number two.
Well, what's number three, then? What are you going to do for me?
Got that far yet. Yeah.
You want me, like...
A few more years to live.
Well, yeah, I know. Plenty of time. But, bungee jumping? What do you want?
No.
Jumping out of a plane or something?
I don't like height, as you can tell.
You don't like height? You like... Could you do something with girth?
Yeah, I got a little girth there, yeah. Little Ludafisk and left.
Oh, we can roll down hills together, you and me.
Little Ludafisk and left.
Are you still delivering the...
No, I'm retired now.
Oh, you did.
I'm delivering parts now.
Which parts?
Auto parts.
Honey, your parts are here. Okay.
Auto parts.
Auto parts.
And Stoughton.
Stoughton? You're stolen?
Stolen.
Oh, that's you're delivering stolen auto parts.
That's right. Stolen auto parts. Yeah, that could be it too.
That's good. So you're still driving around?
I'm still driving around, yeah. Trying to do that. Cool. Living in Utica. And anybody go through Utica, yes?
Yeah, Utica. You know, York, isn't it?
No, you don't know where it is. I know that.
Yeah, Utica. Been there.
Yeah.
Where? No. Where, Utica?
Yeah.
It's up there by...
Cambridge.
Cambridge. It's out there by Cambridge. Not that far.
Take 150.
Stoughton, yeah. Well, then you know where the Costco is, don't you?
Never been there.
These guys they're going to be wandering around there. You'll see them on 151 just on the shoulder. Well, a bunch of people in black shirts.
I can send them a Walmart.
Walmart? No, they don't want Walmart. They want Costco.
They want Costco. No, I don't know.
Not looking to date.
They're already... Oh, they are.
Well, great to see you again.
Hey, glad to see you, Mike.
You're my man.
I appreciate it.
I love you.
All right.
I love you. It's a guy you love. You meet him once and you love him. You get that from people, don't you?
Can I say hello to a bunch of guys that are out there? They're doing a trivia show in Sauk City.
Oh, sure.
They're called the Scowl. They said to say hello.
Okay.
They have heard every replay that I've been on.
Okay. And there's been many.
There's been many replays.
You'll hear this one a few times,
okay,
too.
Okay, thank you.
Newt Rockne from the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Notre Dame. Okay. You guys in the right place here? You look like you're here for some graduate course or something.
Yeah, we're all siblings.
You're all siblings?
It's a little early.
Really? Yeah. Does that mean you're related one to the other?
Yeah, we are. We
one family are. Unit?
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice. You get along well together. No one is punching it. Anyone?
It's been tame so far. Yeah. So.
Which family unit are you?
A brother.
No, but I mean, is there a name to your family group or cluster? Or?
Bennett.
The Bennetts?
Yeah.
Are you from around here?
From Grafton.
Grafton?
Yeah.
Near Milwaukee.
Grafton. It's okay.
Yeah. What are you doing now then?
I graduated in December, so I'm in student retirement right now.
Student retirement? Yeah, that's good. And you're in?
I'm a student.
You're a student?
I work in a nonprofit, so I'm about as good off as a student.
Yeah. What is it with nonprofits? Why would you do anything that's a nonprofit? You know, at least make a little something.
You can sleep at the end of the night.
Okay. And you are?
Your name?
Peter.
Peter.
Mark.
Eileen.
The Bennetts. She's retired, but she'll come out of that. We're going to play the quiz, because that's sort of what we do here. It's a quiz show, ostensibly. I love the word ostensibly. I can't use it enough. And so let's see the hands of those of you who saw what happened the first time and think, that couldn't happen again. And want to try your hand at it. Okay. There's a gentleman way in back there now. I like the guys in back because they expect not to get called on. You know? Come on over here. Guy in back. Now there'll be guy on side. Guy in back on side. You're off sides. Guy in back. Let's go over here so people know what we're talking about. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. And you are?
Bill.
You're Bill. And do you just go by one name or?
No, my last name is Nahabedian.
Good. Bill Nahabedian.
Right.
What do you do these days, Bill?
I'm a systems analyst.
Which system do you analyze? Any?
Any one you got.
If I brought you a system, you would analyze it?
Probably.
Give me one good reason, Bill, you should play this quiz.
I really want to sit on those Howard Johnson surplus benches you got over there.
You got it. Come on, Bill. You're going to love it. Sit on the duct tape. They are surplus. And they are Howard Johnson. Excuse me, sir. Next. Okay. Have a seat there, Bill. Make yourself at home. Chop the duct tape. It's kind of curling up after much use. That was nice, huh? Hard to find this Naga hide now.
Very nice. Authentic.
From a Naga, yeah. It's from an actual Naga. Many years, you had those there. And so systems, how do you get in there? It's a good line of work because there's a lot of systems.
Yeah, I'm with a travel information company down in Texas.
Oh, you are.
I actually work from home.
You do? See, that's perfect. Yeah. Where is home?
Just past the Middleton Costco.
Can you do me a favor? Could you lead these guys out there? I know
just follow
not,
us. Just follow us home.
It could be tragic with all these people all over the highway. 51. I mean, that's 151, right? It's a mess out there. Okay, so you do it for your... How did you get the job in Texas?
Oh, I was actually there living. That's where I met my first wife, Fran, out there.
Your first wife was there?
Yeah.
Is the second wife here as well? And the
no.
Third?
No. She's the one and only.
Oh, okay, okay. I used to do that with my first wife. I introduced her as my first wife, but now she is my first wife. That's ironic, I guess. Okay, none. Okay. So you were living in Texas.
Yep.
Whereabouts?
In Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you got a job down there, and they let you phone it in.
Yeah, pretty much.
From near Costco's on 151. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So, and then what do you do then when you, like, typically, your day? You get up?
Read emails, answer emails.
Okay.
And analyze systems.
Now, the problem I'm having with this is I don't actually know what that means.
Okay.
When you analyze, what do you do? Like,
well, the business sales or marketing people would come with a new business opportunity, and I have to decide how
business
to...
Business opportunity?
Yes, in air quotes, opportunity.
Yeah.
And I have to decide how to modify our systems in order to handle that.
What if you think it's a lousy opportunity?
Oh, there's no bad opportunity.
I've had some terrible opportunities. And I took them.
It's not up to me to judge that.
But your systems analyst, I mean, wouldn't that be... I mean, if someone came to you with a ridiculous opportunity, and you say...
Then you give them alternatives.
We're going to modify our systems for this piece of, you know, piece of opportunism.
You find a way to come up with an alternative that...
So you could make it good, it would say.
Oh, know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
I try.
Who are these people, though, with these opportunities?
Our sales department, our
marketing
department.
Okay. So these guys are actually working for you, not just somebody.
Yeah. No. These are all internal.
Gets your number and say, listen, I got a great business opportunity for you.
No.
Shower clogs.
Or shower radios.
Shower radios that are clogs as well. Okay, I'm just thinking out loud here. All right, well, that's great. And, okay, and then... Fine then. You have family, two kids, or anything like that?
No, just me and my wife and our two corgis.
Corgis, like the queen has.
Yes.
How are they to raise, corgis? Are they uppity?
They're very intense.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
In what regard?
Begging? Very, very territorial.
Yeah.
Our older one loves to pose as the mayor of the street. So anytime anyone's walking by, bark, chase.
Queen seems to love them.
She probably has a lot more help.
And can you, like with a corgi, if you're traveling, can you actually just grab them and put them in a bag? And
we've tried that.
I know Elizabeth does that, but I don't know if anyone can do that.
They behave well in the back seat most of the time.
Oh, cool. Very cool. All right, so I'm out there, I'll play along with you. You know how this quiz works, Bill?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're so overqualified for this quiz. It's ridiculous. I know you can make this quiz work, but really, is it worth your time? I don't think so. Someone out there calls in, and Sarah Nix, explain the whole background to this thing.
It's very simple. They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, mm-hmm. and you ask them a qualifying question, mm-hmm. and they hopefully answer it correctly.
Okay. I was following you there for a minute there. In terms of the number of people using Twitter, there is one city in America that is Twitter City, the Twitter capital of America, where everyone is tweeting even as we speak right now. But that's why they're not listening. So I want to know, what is Twitter City in America, the Twitter capital of America right now, where everyone is tweeting? That's the question there. Contemporary twist to it. Not fascinating. Okay, I see what you're saying. Matthew's on the phone from Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Matthew.
How are you, sir?
Good, I'm fine. I miss Springfield. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, I came and saw you when you were here at Hammond Hall.
Yeah, it was fun. How are things in Springfield?
They're a little bit windy, but it's okay.
Yeah. You get some flooding down there, too, in the spring?
It's been wet, yeah. It's been real wet this year.
Yeah, okay. Matthew, did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Twitter City. Which one is it?
I got to say it's New York or L.A. I'm going to guess New York City.
No.
That's
not it, Matt.
Is it L.A.?
No, you were wrong twice now.
Oh, thank you.
I bet you could name a few more and you'd still be right. I'm sorry, though. Thanks.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay.
All right, try us again. Dave's on the line from Westerville, Ohio. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Oh, boy, good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, what's up?
Looking for a job.
Yeah, okay. What field? What field are you in?
I'm in IT.
IT?
Information technology.
Oh, I knew what it was. Thanks for that, though. See, you're good at that. You should be good at that. You'll be fine. You'll find something. There's a lot of IT around. And a lot of SH, too, coming. Anyway, Dave, in terms of tweeting, or Twittering, it should be Twittering. That's what bothers me about the whole thing, you know. What number one Twitter city in America?
I have no idea, so I'm going to guess St. Paul.
No, that's an educated guess. Depending upon where he went to school, I guess it would be in it. But no, that's not it. Sorry. Sorry, Dave.
All right.
All right. Bye. And I am sorry. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Robert's online. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good, good, good. You got? What are you doing tonight? Anything planned?
For tonight? Nah.
Yeah. Walmart?
We're kind of boring.
Kind of boring?
Yeah.
Well, what do you usually do on weekends? You must have something going on.
On weekends. Weekends?
Yeah, this is called the weekend not. Here. Where the weekends, that's the end of that's the weekend then.
Oh, okay. No, not a whole lot.
Well, you stay home and just, you know.
We do. We usually stay home and maybe rent a movie.
Oh, what are you thinking of renting?
I don't know.
Haven't
maybe
gotten
Flight?
Which one? What?
I think that's the one with Denzel Washington.
Flight? Oh, yeah. Anyone seen that?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah? Good?
Is it any good?
Rent? It's okay. It's not.
Yeah, no. Think of something else. Quick.
Yeah. No.
Not great.
Not great.
Okay.
Give me a suggestion.
How about Les Miserables?
Oh, that's good. My wife wants to see that one.
Oh, yeah. Then you could do something else tonight. You can go out to Walmart and get some reloads or something.
Oh, yeah.
Robert.
Yes.
I'll tell you it's on the West Coast, okay? This city that's number one Twitter city. It's not Los Angeles because we already eliminated that.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
San Francisco.
San Francisco! Open your pearly gate. Yes. Very good. Everybody tweets. Okay. Very good, Robert in Spartanburg. This is Bill. He's here.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Okay. And you're an IT guy, right? Or is that the other guy?
That was the last guy.
Oh, that was the last guy.
That's Bill.
Yeah. What do you do?
I actually work in maintenance.
Maintenance? You're in maintenance? Okay. Like plant maintenance kind of thing?
I put things back together.
You do? Good man. Okay. Two of you are our team right now. Collaborate all your efforts. No competition here. We have various categories. Sarah Nix will tell you what they are.
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Robert, pick the first one. What would you like?
Current events.
Current events right out of the news. The gate to hell has been found. Also known as Pluto's gate. The actual gate to hell, this is, by the way. Was rediscovered after many years looking for it. Was it found in Turkey, Crete, or North Korea?
Oh.
Pluto's gate.
What do you think, Bill?
Gate to hell. Hierapolis.
Korea? What were the answers?
Turkey, Crete, or North Korea? The gate to hell.
What do you think, Bill?
I would guess Turkey.
You would guess Turkey.
Turkey? Okay. Turkey.
Turkey it is. Yes, it's in Turkey.
All right.
The gate to hell, if you're looking for it. And
that's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
Good start.
Good. Yeah, good start. Mm-hmm. What's left there?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Bill?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay.
If I was paying attention.
Okay, if you're, yeah. Deep sea creatures glow. For what reason? Is it to attract mates, to repel adversaries, or to hunt and gather, so to see so they can hunt and gather? Deep sea creatures.
I would think to attract mates, Bill.
I was leaning toward the second choice, adversaries.
Repel adversaries?
Repel adversaries.
Uh-huh. Probably the same thing, isn't it? In fact, all of them seem to be the same thing to me. Honestly, hunt and gather, attract a mate, and repel adversaries. All pretty much day's work for me.
Well, Bill, you were right the first time. Let's go with that.
We can go with the... attract mates.
Attract mates? That's right. In fact, they're all right.
All right.
It's a trick question.
All right.
For all those reasons. They're very complex, those deep sea creatures.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Couldn't lose that time. Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, back to Robert.
Science.
Did the human hand evolve for A, nitpicking, B, combat, or C, gestures? Evolutionarily speaking, in case you were, human hand would evolve due to a need to pick nits for combat or for gestures.
The evolution, I would think, combat.
Oh.
Or is this another one of those trick questions and all three are right?
That could drive you crazy. There lies madness.
For short trip.
You're thinking combat, huh?
Yeah, it's evolution.
Can you nitpick with anything but your fingers, though?
Well, I don't know about you. My wife
non-figuratively speaking, of course. I don't.
Or pick nits.
I'd like to go with pick nitpicking, if you don't.
Nitpicking.
Well, do you want to win? Always. Mr. Systems Analyst.
Yes.
Let me throw that one at you.
I say nitpicking.
No, but you now listen.
Wait,
Let's not pick nits here.
I think we're getting cued here.
No, but I'm saying sometimes your first reaction is the right one. Not in my case, usually, but in your case, Robert, I think. Totally.
I think we need to go with combat.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Combat it is, then.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So I guess, you need to have something there. This works. I can't do both, though. You can't make a fist and pick nits. See, that's the problem with humankind, in a nutshell. Well, they've won.
They have, in fact, won.
What the hey?
Yeah.
What the hey?
Yeah.
They could risk it all.
Right.
How did you know I was going to ask that?
Well, you gave me that look.
Okay.
Shall we risk it all?
Lay it out there. Lay it all out.
Right. Sarah. So they've answered three questions right and zero wrong, which means they've won. However,
yes,
they could risk all of these fantastic prizes on one more right answer.
Yeah.
And then they'd get even more fantastic
but
prizes.
But there's risk.
Yes, they could lose everything.
Lose everything. Okay.
What do you think, Bill?
There it is, gentlemen.
I think
we go for it.
Oh, I agreed.
Okay, going for it.
Okay.
I know, it's silly, but make them feel good. Got to get this right. Everything's riding on it. What's left there, Sarah?
People, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Bill, back to you, I think.
Places.
Yeah, I think it's Bill's, yeah.
Okay. Horse meat in France. Horse meat sales in France after the recent debacle. That's French, you know. In France, there's horse meat in the lasagna. You know, that's a little upsetting to some people. It's a concept thing, really. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. Anyhow, horse meat sales in France after the recent debacle. Le debacle, as they call it in France. Le debacle. Debacle. Le debacle. Okay. Did the horse meat sales rise? Did they fall, or did they run neck and neck? With the previous years. In France. Hey, Robert, that's really cool. Cool, you knew that, man.
I have no idea.
Did they rhyme?
You know the French, they always play against type.
That's right.
Whatever that means.
It would rise just...
Type, play against type.
I think it would rise just out of spite.
Yeah, I agree.
So was that the first?
What? I'm sorry. I was just laughing at myself again. I'm surprised I'm not doing. What?
Was rise the first selection?
Yes. Okay. They rose, fell, or ran neck and neck?
Okay.
What?
I think they fell.
Took his hoof out on me there. You think they fell? Okay.
Maybe,
come on,
yeah.
This is France, man.
No, I think it rose.
Rose?
They'd
rose.
Rather eat horse than anything in France.
I think they rose.
Okay. He's very agreeable, isn't he?
I don't know. Yes, that's right, they rose. 15% increase.
All
right, Bill. Holy cow! Sarah, what do they want?
Bill, you want an assortment of Funky Monkey snacks, freeze-dried fruit slices and pieces that are gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, peanut and tree nut-free, with no added sugars, colors,
what is
flavors,
there? What is there? What do you get then?
In fact, it's fruit that crunches.
Holy cow.
And then treasure a keepsake of your time.
That's an empty bag, if you ask me.
On the show with the lovely copper What Do You Know logo charm, custom made by Angie Simonson in Bellevue, Nebraska, at Weirdly Wired Jewelry. Experience more weirdness with Ralph and Reggie's Macho Meditations, Daily Thoughts and Inspiration for Real Men from Avon Books. And go on a buckaroo holiday during an Appalachian spring at El Salon, Mexico, on the CD What Do You Know About Copeland with Common Man liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Robert, read about Buckminster Fuller's 700-volume, 140,000-page Dymaxion chronophile, among other hefty tomes, in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then celebrate lions and tigers and bears, oh my, as well as tarantulas, snakes, and ring-tailed lemurs with a T-shirt from Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium. Send a Kissel postcard from the Wisconsin Automotive Museum in Hartford and keep family and friends entertained far into the night with What Do You Know, the Party Game, featuring lively audience members, questions, and contestants, plus the ever-spring-like Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for analyzing our system. Did a great job. Robert, hang on for a second. Make sure you get there. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Michael.